Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you noticed in the entrepreneurial family business, sole proprietor business, there aren't too many people that have PhDs? There are many that have master's degrees, college educations, and education is absolutely wonderful and I certainly encourage it all the time. But education is just where it starts. It isn't how smart you are, it's how aware you are in business. Many business people that are very successful, that have made vast sums of money and been extremely successful in their communities and are looked upon and people admire, are people who don't have educations in business. Maybe they have a history degree, maybe they have a degree in psychology, maybe they don't have any degree at all. But what they do have is they have an awareness. They have an understanding of how things work, about what the flow is. They have an understanding of how people think. They have an understanding of what's needed. They see the opportunity. They see the vision. If you're just showing up every single day and you're just doing stuff and you're just going through the motions and you're saying, well, here's what we need to do and we need to sell it and we need to deliver it and we need to collect the money, and you're not looking over the hill, you're not looking over the landscape, you're not looking and you're not aware of what's going on, you're not aware of what the competition's doing, you're not aware of what your employees are doing, you're not aware of how they feel, you're not aware of what you can do to make it better for them, what you can do to make it better for your customer, or make it better for yourself. Life is going to be difficult. You have to be conscious. You have to be aware in your business. You have to show up every single day, and you have to say, okay, what's going on? What do I visualize? What do I see? Where do I want to go? When you just get in the habit of doing things, doing stuff, which has to be done, and you're doing the same thing every single day, your business isn't going to grow. You're not going to have the success that you want. Why is that? Because life will pass you by. The competition will pass you by. There's opportunity every single day. Are you seeing it? Are you aware of it? Are you aware of the customer complaints? Are you aware of the customer successes? Have you gone on your website? Actually, I went on a website this morning. I clicked a link. The link was broken. I couldn't believe it. This is a person who's very successful, but they didn't check their website. And the link that was broken was very, very important. It's not that they don't care. It's not that they're not a good business person. It's that they're so wrapped up in what they're doing that they didn't take time to check or have someone check. Do you see what I mean about being aware? You have to be aware of every single thing in your business. Can't take anything for granted. Can't assume anything. What's working today may not work tomorrow. The sales presentation that's working today may not work tomorrow. The website that's working today may need to be updated. Actually, mine is being updated at the moment. We'll have it done. It'll be done in a couple more weeks. Why? Why did I update it? Well, I updated it because you should update it because it wasn't mobile ready. And so many people are on mobile today. What are you aware of in your business? And more importantly, what are you not aware of in your business? That's what will trip you up. This is Howard Lewinter. Open your eyes. See what's going on around you. Be aware and be successful. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.